This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
For the cheeseheads who want it fresh and the ones who think Lambeau is a cathedral, this is Pax What She Said. Now, here's Perry Goldstein and Maggie Loney.
I agree. So let's then talk about the inside linebacker position, kind of working our way back. Obviously, we know that there's Devondre Campbell, Quay Walker, Isaiah McDuffie. Of course, the other names that kind of rounded out the roster in 2023, Eric Wilson and Kristen Welch, both primarily special teamers. Eric Wilson, of course, having, you know, the big recovery in the divisional round. But thoughts on that position group? I mentioned it already. I don't think Devondre is back. So theoretically, that would leave you Quay, Isaiah, and then whoever else is available in that room.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think Devondre is back, which is really unfortunate. This is an interesting one because I think this is a continuation of a conversation you and I have had for a little while now about this position group. In just that the Packers have really tried, you know, I think there's like been an investment in inside linebacker. You know, they paid Devondre after his all-pro season. They drafted Quay Walker in the first round. You know, they went in on this idea that super freaky athletic inside linebackers is where the league is moving to and where they need to move to, right? We've seen it. I don't think I need to go over the tandems that we're all thinking in our head across the league that like totally wreck games, right? It just hasn't hit, unfortunately. And I think Isaiah McDuffie is a really great rotational piece, and we saw them use him a little bit in that way at the end of the season, and I'm sure Jeff will continue to do that. To me, it's just a matter of like continuing to find that second guy now, right? They have Quay. I'm still really high on Quay. I think he has so many of those intangibles and is definitely took that leap from his rookie season to his sophomore season, continue to take that leap into his third season. He's proven that he can continue to get better. Now it's just pairing him with somebody next to him. It's just a big question mark of who and not what route they go down. To me, again, it's like it's a B minus right now simply because they just don't have that second person who's reliable. And it's so, so important because they're so vulnerable in the middle of the field right now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, I think a B is generous. I was almost thinking like a C or a C minus, just because if you take out Devondre Campbell, you have Quay and a question mark. And I thought Isaiah McDuffie played well, but that doesn't mean that I want him to be like my every down Mike linebacker either. You know, like I like him in certain looks, and I'd be really curious to see kind of what that room looks like if potentially it's a position that they would target in free agency, because the draft is such a swing for the fences with an inside linebacker. I know we talked with Dusty a couple weeks ago about Frankie Louvu being like one of the premier names, like ascending, still only 27, kind of looking for that big next contract. Like, I think that might be the better route to take, to pair someone with Quay, who's still on a rookie deal. But yeah, I mean, Quay has a lot of things that you really like. I think he would be a lot of fun on some blitz packages. We've seen Jeff Hafley get creative with six-man pressures, and I think Quay would be very good at that. I still think that he's pretty good as, you know, a run defender in space. Don't necessarily love him as in pass pro at this point. And I think that's the compliment that you need to find, is someone who can do that really effectively. Because, you know, if Jeff Hafley wants to run his middle of the field closed style defense, you're going to need somebody really effective down there at linebacker. And Quay possibly can do it, but we haven't seen enough of it to be confident that he's able to do that yet.
Yep. I'm 100% with you. I mean, he's got all the skills, and yet you don't want him in coverage, which is fine, right? And we've talked about this a ton, which is that your Fred Warners and your Dre Greenlaws are so rare to find inside linebackers who can do it all in that way. And, you know, cover slot receivers, I mean, my God, they're a dime a dozen. I mean, sorry, not a dime a dozen. Like, you cannot find guys like that. However, when you are choosing Quay to be, I guess, like your anchor, right? He's going to wear the dot. He's going to, you know, be your communicator, which is incredible. Again, like, you found that. Now you need to say, okay, well, where are we plugging our holes in where it comes to this player's skill set? And you nailed it. So makes it maybe a little bit easier, right, to go out and find a player to complement him, right? You're not looking for someone who needs to be able to do everything, right? It needs to be a compliment. But at the same time, I don't know how much I love their options in free agency, because I also feel like they might be pretty expensive, and or they might be players who are staying with their teams, right? Like Frankie Louvu is, I mean, I think at the top of everybody's list, which means you might have to pay him.
Yeah.
Right. And at the same time, I mean, you're thinking, okay, Lavonte David, he had maybe not his best season in 2023. So maybe his payday is lower, but he's still Lavonte David.
And he's 34.
Right. And he's 34. And the chances you think he stays in Tampa is pretty high. Patrick Queen is next. He's staying in Baltimore. Like, that's pretty much a given in my book. Then you're looking at Jordan Brooks. You don't want Bobby Wagner's 100 years old, you know, and then you're getting into guys who are Devin White, again, older and going to warrant a bigger payday. And then you're getting into guys who are probably more in the depth category, and not someone who I don't know if I necessarily want to be starting. Although Jordan Hicks is a free agent.
Interesting.
That is interesting. I love both off my head. Okay. This is a conversation for another day, because I'm sure we'll do a free agency conversation. But I think point being is that major glaring hole here in this defense is that second inside linebacker spot. It's too important to the game. And I think when you look at the Packers defense as a whole, you know, top to bottom, and we'll finish with the back end now, is some really great players. Quay included, incredibly athletically gifted and moldable. But there are some very obvious holes, and this is one of them, which is why I think we both feel like it gets a little bit of a negative grade.
Well, I think the NFL is like such an interesting case study too, because when the Packers were looking for Devondre Campbell, we had talked about how the evolution of having two inside linebackers was so significant. And they found Devondre and he had his all pro season, but he didn't have a running mate that we could like reliably count on. Then we had a glimpse at him and Quay and we were like, hey, there's a lot of potential here. And now we're starting to unfortunately see the Devondre fall off. And we're like, okay, now Quay needs a running back because two inside linebackers is almost a base defense in the NFL at this point. Like, that is just what it looks like. And you see, you know, the Buccaneers a couple of years ago when they won their Super Bowl with Devin White and Levante David at the echelon of inside linebacker play. You just saw, of course, the 49ers with Greenlaw and Fred Warner get there, didn't win, but two inside linebackers now is like the base of a defense and yeah. can make or break, I think, your entire defensive performance. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of room to improve that area. So